Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I did something mean to myself on Tuesday. Opened two live opportunities in our CRM, put them side by side, and read the metrics field out loud. Same words. Almost literally the same words.
Different customers, I assume? Or is this a copy-paste situation?
Totally different. One's a 400-person logistics company, the other's a regional bank. Both metrics fields said, improve efficiency, reduce manual work, save time.
That's not qualification. That's a horoscope.
Bullshit bingo. And the part that stung? That's my team. 12 SEs. I sit with them every single week, and I still let it get there. Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. One idea, 5 minutes. Three episodes this week on making qualifications stick. Today, why Medic falls apart without a quality bar.
My first instinct was to blame the framework. It's not the framework. Everyone on my team can recite the letters. What we never did was define what great actually looks like in each field. And honestly, I repeated the exact thing that annoyed me as an SE. 30-minute Medic session, first week, at the mid-market place I started at. Never came up again.
That tracks. We rolled it out across the whole org a few years back. Launch event, e-learning, certification badge. 6 months later, my managers told me roughly half the reps were still maintaining the fields. The other half filled them in the night before the pipeline review, which is filling in a form, not working a deal. So define for me. Because write good metrics isn't a standard either. What does yours look like on paper?
One page, per segment. For our mid-market logistics deals, a strong metrics entry names a number the customer already reports internally, the current value, and who owns it. So, pick error rate is 2.3%, they want it under 1, the ops director reports it monthly. That's the bar.
And the other half of the page? Because that's where people cheat.
The walkaway example. What the field looks like when the honest answer is, we don't have this. No metric identified. Champion won't introduce us to operations. And that's an acceptable entry. It just means the deal isn't qualified yet.
Fair point. I hadn't framed it that way. Most standards only show the good version, so people write the good version whether it's true or not. Though here's where I get stuck. One page per segment is lovely at 12 people. I have regional teams across 3 continents. That's not one page, that's 40. And my instinct, which I know is the wrong instinct, is to write it centrally and bolt a completeness report onto it.
Which gets you completion, not quality.
That's precisely what happened last time I tried it. 90-something percent field completion. Total fiction. So now each SE manager writes the page with their sales counterpart, and I check 2 things. Does it exist? Does anyone reference it?
Reference it where, though? That's my open question. Where does the reinforcement actually live?
In the meetings you already have. Deal reviews, forecast calls, my one-on-ones with my managers. I ask 1 question now. Read me the identify pain entry on your biggest deal. Not summarize it. Read it. If they paraphrase, we both know what that means.
Oh, I'm stealing that. That's beautifully rude.
One more thing. One of my directors is piloting a tool that autofills Medic from call transcripts. He's convinced it solves the hygiene problem.
Shit in, shit out, though? If the discovery call was shallow, you get beautifully formatted garbage. Faster.
Mostly agree. But there's a use I didn't expect. When the tool can't fill metrics from the transcript, that's the signal. Empty field means nobody asked the question. It becomes a discovery diagnostic.
Okay, that'll take. Diagnostic, not stenographer. So the move. This week, open 2 live opportunities in the same segment and read the metrics fields back to back. If you can't tell which customer is which, you don't have a training problem. You have a standard problem. Then, write one page for that segment. One great example, one walkaway example, with your sales counterpart in the room.
And the caveat, don't announce it. No launch, no kickoff email. Just start asking for it in every deal review for a quarter. The page changes nothing. The repetition does.
I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.